Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Hello, welcome to our show. I'm Lady Carolyn.
And I'm Elder Clayton Evans.
And tonight our show will be breaking the religious strongholds in our churches. But before we get started, we would like to have some prayer so that we can decrease and God can increase in us. Amen.
Father God, we come before your throne tonight, dear Heavenly Father. There's something vessels, Father God. Yes, God, that you fill us now with your spirit, Father. We just seek your face now, Father God. Just breathe on us, Lord. And as the Holy Spirit fills us, Father God, we ask now, dear Heavenly Father, that you give us wisdom and understanding, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, dear Heavenly Father, to speak, thus saith the Lord, this evening, dear Heavenly Father. And we just want to be used, Father God, to do your will and do your purpose, Father God, for such a time as this. We ask now that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, for you are a rock, our strength.
Amen. Thank you. Again, our topic tonight is breaking the religious strongholds in our churches. Many say they have been hurt by the church. We must come to realize, people, that we are the church. As Christians, we have to be an example to members to let them be able to see a Christian walk, so that they will know that everyone in the church does not have a religious spirit. There are many in the church who want to be known and understood as people who know God is love, people who follow the laws of God and not man, and people who operate in love as God commands of them. Amen? Amen. And tonight we're coming out of the Message Bible. We're going to be coming from the book of Galatians, chapter 4. 6th verse. Okay, it says, I suspect you would never intend this, but this is what happens. When you attempt to live by your own religious plans and projects, you are cut off from Christ. You fall out of grace. Meanwhile, we expectantly wait for a satisfying relationship with the Spirit. For in Christ, neither our most conscientious religion nor disregard of religion amounts to anything. What matters is something far more interior, faith and love.
Amen.
Amen. That's the word of God.
For the people of God, thanks be unto God.
Amen. Amen. And the word conscientious means, this conscientiousness is a personality trait, and it's about being thorough and careful and vigilant. And it's also about people that don't do spontaneous things. They plan it first.
Mm-hmm.
But it says that conscientious people can also likely be conforming.
Okay.
And that's what God does not want us to be. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And first of all, I'd like to say that this show is not about beating up on church. That's not what this is about. You know, we're very concerned about having a church of Christ that exemplifies the body of Christ and what God wants for his churches. Our ministry is about having a love walk. And being able to have that in the church is very important to us, first and foremost. Amen. Amen. And I just like to say that when I was thinking about meditating and thinking about this topic, and I was thinking about how I've heard so many people talk about being hurt in the church, and a lot of people don't want to return to the church because of those things that have happened to them in their past. One of the things that I think keep us bound to that kind of thinking is that we believe that the church has something to do with the people that's in the church. And we have to get away from that type of thinking. We have to understand why we go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Church is a building.
Mm-hmm.
We are the church.
Right.
You know, and what's inside of us is what's going to make the difference on whether or not that we're going to be the type of people sitting in the church
mm-hmm.
hurting other people.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's a very, very valid and important point you brought up. I believe the scripture says that the church is made of flesh. It's not made of stone. And we need to understand that, you know, religious spirits really hinder the growth of the church. You know, a lot of people have these self-righteous spirits, and, you know, no matter how we feel that we might have these good intentions as far as what we say to people or our opinions and whatnot, it's all based on the Word of God. And if it's not coming from God's Word, then we shouldn't even be trying to impart our opinions and stuff on people,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
When God sends forth a word, also whatever vessel he chooses to use, you know, we need to be attentive to that word. You know, it's not always going to be Pastor so-and-so or Apostle so-and-so or Evangelist so-and-so. You know, sometimes God just want to use the average parishioner.
Amen.
To get what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Amen.
A lot of times we get caught up in that. You know, and I feel that that's a religious spirit. You know what I'm saying? It's not a title, you know, that really matters in the church. It's what God has put in the content of that individual's heart to share that word that he has for the body of Christ at that particular moment, that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even children can be used to bring forth a word. It doesn't matter if male or female. You know, it used to be a big to-do about women being in the pulpit and preaching and things of this nature.
Right.
Religious spirits have that tradition that they try to force, you know, on other people.
Mm-hmm. And, that's what I was thinking about.
That's something that, you know, we need to get away from.
Right.
You know, not saying there's anything wrong with tradition, but at the same time, you know, God is a forward-moving God,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he's moving in all directions.
And so, you also got to look at where these traditions coming from.
Right.
Because a lot of these traditions are man-made traditions.
A lot of them are pagan.
Pagan traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, even when we look at how, let's say, for instance, Resurrection Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even if you don't call these days by their given name, if you still doing something on these days that's pagan,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you see the church is still doing the Easter egg hunt,
mm-hmm.
you know, they still doing something on Halloween, they still giving the kids candy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter what you call it. You might want to call it a harvest fest or whatever, you know. You know, open trunk and whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it. If you still doing it, yeah, you know, and it's still keeping a stronghold of the religion, you know, on the church. Because you telling your congregation, don't look at it like this,
mm-hmm.
but then everybody come out on that day.
Dressed in whatever.
Yeah, bring your costumes.
Right.
You know, and we still going to do this, you know, or bring your little Easter egg basket, you know, because we're going to hide eggs
on
the church ground, but we're going to call it Resurrection Sunday.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, it's stuff like that we still got to contend with and understand that we still operating in a force that's against us.
Wow. It's still that pagan tradition. You know, it's still that adultery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're right. you are so right. We need to really wake up as the body of Christ and break these traditions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe it was either Rod Parsley. He was talking about Rod Parsley or John Hagin, talking about getting back to the traditions of the Bible.
Amen.
The Jewish celebrations, mm-hmm. the true celebrations of Passover and Pentecost.
Amen.
And a Feast of Tabernacles, things of that nature, things that the Bible spoke of in the Old Testament that were handed down from generation to generation.
And these were
from
the Bible.
Those were the things that God wanted us to celebrate,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Instead of past anniversary.
Come on now. Come on now. So we have to get back to those things to get back to the real fundamental basic teachings of God's word.
Mm-hmm.
In order for the church to be the church.
Right.
To be the true church. And I think it's amazing that you have chosen this topic tonight, because I think it's going to be a shift. You know, I believe that I see a lot of churches trying to get to teach the Jewish traditions and try to teach Hebrew and trying to teach the way that, you know, because I believe, and I hope I'm not out of line when I say this, but I believe, you know, when Christ come back, you know, Hebrew is going to be the chosen language that we speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either that or Aramaic, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think it's important that we begin to try to embrace, you know, the Jewish traditions and customs so that we can be in line with what, because Jesus is Jewish. You know, we serve a Jewish king and savior, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, it's important for us to break away from these pagan teachings and practices and get back into the true worship of God.
Right. And stop believing so much, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, and it is a business, but it needs to be my Father's business. You know,
yes,
it got to be kingdom business in order for it to come to fruition. You know, we're looking at, you know, the fruits that are not coming forth in the community. We're not doing true outreach, you know, and all this competition, you know, in ministry.
The Babylonian system is trying to creep its way into the kingdom.
Mm,
you know, we need to get away from that because, you know, that's contaminating the true spirit of what God intended for his church to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's adulterating what is pure and holy. You know, so we need to get out of that mindset. We need to stop, you know, the money changes are still going on. Those same tables that Jesus turned over, you know, saying that his Father's house is not a den of thieves,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's still thieves in the temple,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, and a lot of people might get upset about, you know, the topic tonight or what's being said, but it's being said out of love. We really need to start honoring God.
Mm-hmm. That's the only way we're going to be able to walk in love with each other. Because, you know, we walk into the places that are not operating under God's love, we can't love each other. You know, we can sit up in there and have those religious, you know, religious means practice. That's all it means, religious. That's all it means, practice. You know, I'm just doing the same thing over and over. This is where I go, you know, every Sunday. This is what I do, and this is how I do it, and this is how it's always been done, and I'm going to keep doing it just like that. You know, but when we look at actually operating in love with one another and doing the things that God wants us to do, then there become some changes. I was reading a post on Facebook a few weeks ago, and I think it was Mother that had posted about that church was a hospital for sick people, and somebody came back and said, no, they didn't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I look at it is. the hospital for sick people.
If anybody
that's going to church that believe that they're not sick, you know, you got to understand that we still always need a healing. Always.
Right.
There's always some area of our life that we need to work on, that we need to change, that we need to improve,
right.
You know, that we need to get rid of. It's always something going on. And if we can't go up in the church and get that, you know, with like believers, because that's one of the things that's kind of keeping us away from having the kind of relationship with each other and the relationship with God that we need, because we don't know if we like people. We don't know if we the same kind. We don't even know we got the same father when we grow up in there, because we don't get to know one another.
Right.
You know, one of the revelations God gave me tonight was about cliques.
Mm,
you know,
come on now.
And cliques are comfortable with each other.
Right.
Because all they got to do is talk about the same old thing. Cliques know their same jokes. They know their same conversation. They know their same topics. They don't change. That's why outsiders can't come in, because an outsider would mean change.
Right.
You know, and that's real harmful in churches, because anytime that you got somebody, especially new people coming into your church, and if you know, that's what the revelation came to me about. How our fellowship, you know why the 12-step programs work? Because we are set and designed in the program. And I heard somebody say, y'all programmed over there. We do have a program. It is a plan for us to talk to one another. It makes us follow the word. God said that it's through our confessions that
right.
we are healed and delivered.
Right.
Our confessions to each other
right.
that we are healed and delivered.
Come on, man.
But when we sit up in the churches and don't get a chance to talk to each
right.
other and get honest with each other and
right.
feel free enough, you know, not to be judged or criticized
on,
by
now.
What we say, you know, the pain and the things that we're going through,
mm-hmm.
then we never get healed and delivered. We can't get it. Because we are the resources that they tell us, you know, well, if
you get that thing,
come on
still,
now,
still,
yes.
Still in the
separating.
Church, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they keep working against, you know, what God is truly trying to do. Because if we ever come on one accord.
Then that's what he wants.
If we ever come
yes.
on one accord, that's when
the
Pentecost happens.
Yeah.
That's when the wind came through like a mighty rushing wind.
Come on, man. Girl.
And that's when the Holy Spirit came and baptized everybody in the room, 120.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So until that happens, and that's something that's always been in my spirit, baby, because
mm-hmm.
of the simple fact that that's what is needed.
Mm-hmm.
The church will never heal.
Right.
Because of the clique,
mm-hmm.
because of the schism that still exist in the church
because of
those religious spirits that want to hold on to old traditions
right.
and ways of doing things, and not letting God bring forth and spring forth a new. You want revival,
mm-hmm.
you got to start with us.
Yeah.
It has to start with us.
That's right.
Then it'll spread abroad.
Right.
But we have to get out of that religious mindset, you know, out of the little cliques,
mm-hmm.
you know, start having more worship and fellowship at home,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
Bringing the church to the church.
Bring it to the church.
And stop waiting to have church when you get to church.
All right, yeah.
Having somebody to be your cheerleader and somebody to, you know, pump you up,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying,
right.
to stir your spirit. Your spirit should already be stirred up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us come into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
So you already should be fired up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that lantern, that light that's inside of us should always shine bright. And when we get together, it should be a bonfire.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And anything that's not of God should just burn up.
That's right.
When they walk into that church.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to get. That's
and
what
we also
need
it when we have that fire and that light, we to be that light, we need to be able to recognize people that don't have
don't
a light.
Have
you know, we don't need to have all this bright light over here clicking together.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just making one big bright light amongst yourself. We need to go over here and see about this person that their light is not on.
That's right.
We need to go over there and nurture them and minister to them.
Hallelujah.
You know, and
Amen.
Give them that feeling that, yes, there is hope. Yes, this is a hospital, but it's a good hospital. It does have doctors and nurses that seeing about more than the bishop, more than the apostle, more than the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to nurse you, too.
Right.
You know, we're going to see about you.
Right.
We're going to call and see, are you okay? Did you make it home all right? You know, how about today, tomorrow?
Did you make it to your
doctor's
appointment?
You know, did anything?
Did you need any groceries?
Is anything? Come on now. Because I called the church.
Oh, God.
I called the church and asked for some help when me and you was going through.
Mm-hmm.
And the church sent me to another church. They told me they was going to give me a resource list. They said they didn't do that, but they had some resource list.
But
I've been tithing and offering, and putting in assessments, you know.
That's where the meat's supposed to be.
You know, but I'm a member, and I can't get no help from the church that I'm a member of. Come on now. So I know that if you're not helping me, are you helping anybody anywhere? Okay. So, you know, it's things like that. Those are strongholds that need to be brought down because that hurt.
Yeah,
that hurt me, you know.
And that hurt me.
That made me feel like, where do I go? If I can't go to my own church, where would I go? Where do I go? You know, let me go on down here to Child Family and Service, Children Services. You know, I'm still going out here to access. Yeah. I still got to access these other people,
these,
you know.
Programs,
instead of being able to go to my,
and be
come
able
on
to
now.
Come on and say, Daddy, I need something.
Okay, come on
you know,
now.
Can you help me?
Exactly.
Come on, this is.
And
good.
those are those kind of strongholds that we got to look at because these are the things that hurt people in the church because when they come to you for some help, they looking at you as a leader or elder or a Christian.
Yeah. And we're giving thousands of dollars to the church, you know, but they're going on cruises and basketball games. And I'm not saying anything is wrong with that, but what about the real needs of your parishioners?
What about the people, though? That's
what about
right.
those
what about
that
the
really
people?
Have a real need, you know, and coming to you with that need, but the doors that are supposed to be open, not open.
Right.
The hand that's supposed to be there, the helping hand,
mm-hmm.
is not there.
Right.
Where is that love?
Mm-hmm.
You know, scripture said, when you do the least of these, you do the me.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to really check ourselves
and
as, the body, as the body of Christ.
Yes, and look at what it is.
Look at what it is that we're really doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we want the altar full when the altar call comes.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying that Jesus wants to meet you here.
Amen.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but who's representing Jesus for real?
Mm-hmm.
You
and
know?
Are we the only Jesus that they're going to see today? And how are we representing them when they do see us?
Yeah.
Because when the church door closed, guess what? We don't speak
and
no more.
Back up till
but
next
we don't
Sunday.
Speak anymore. we don't say hello, goodbye, only to the people that we click with. You know, everybody else, you know, just standing, you know, just going on about your business, you know, and then we come back and we traditionally do this next Sunday.
Religiously
do this next Sunday, you know, and those are the strongholds that need to be broken. We need to learn how to operate in love and treat one another the way that God wants us to treat. We fellowship, we need to have a true fellowship with each other. You ought to know my name, I ought to know your name.
That's right.
You know, if we're going to spend 9, 10, 15, 20 years together in the same building, we ought to know each other. You know, that's
right.
One of the things that, you know, when God was talking to me about this message and he was showing me the difference between, you know, the fellowship that we have, the reason why, you know, church member can walk up in our fellowship and feel so much love and they want to know, you know, how did y'all get like this? Because we had each other. We had to tell the truth. We had to talk about being hoish. We had to talk about smoking dope. We had to talk about being molested. We had to talk about being gamblers, You know, we had to talk about cheating. We had to talk about losing stuff. We had, we had to tell somebody who we are.
What the issues really
are. The only way we could get some help. Because if I tell you I'm all right, I'm blessed and heaven bound, oh, praise be to God, I got one more scripture for you. You know, if that's our conversation, I still don't know who you are.
Are you still bound up because you're not telling the truth?
You're not telling the truth.
You know, you got on your religion,
you got on your religiosity,
mm-hmm. and you're trying to spew it around to make people think
that you're all right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people go home and kill themselves.
Wow.
You know, and don't nobody even feel that spirit.
Don't even know what it is.
You don't even feel that.
It's somebody that sit up there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And go home and blow their brains.
None of the anointed people with all this anointing on them.
Nobody pick up on us.
You know. And I was telling you the other day, you know, when I sit in church, you know, and I'm feeling these people pain, you know, I just wanna just go over there, you know, a lot of time I do you know, just reach out to them. If I don't do nothing but just say, hey, my name is Carol, how are you? Let me get a hug. You know, just to let them know. Somebody knows what love is. Somebody cares.
She never really felt love.
Right.
And that is so sad.
Mm-hmm.
With an earth full of billions of people.
Right.
And you got people running around here don't even know what love is.
That's right.
Wow.
But we got people sitting right in our churches
right in the
next
church.
To us that don't know
the same
that.
Same way.
You know, and that's what has to change. You know, we have got to learn how to have a love walk, a true love walk. You know,
Amen.
The way that God ordained it. You know, start confessing one to another. Let the healing and the deliverance begin. If it's a place for healing and deliverance called a church, let it begin there. Let it begin there. And each one do the best that they can to make sure that they're not the one that's ignoring the people or that's caught up in these religious strongholds or these man-made traditions. You know, make sure that you're not so overwhelmed or overcome by a person's title or position mm-hmm. that you're watching this and not saying
anything about it.
Do mm-hmm. something. Do something. Because it's time. These are the end times. And I'm telling you, what's being attacked is relationships.
Mm-hmm. All across the world.
That's what's being attacked, relationships. And the reason why that's so easy to be attacked because we are one against each other anyway. So we've got to come together as a body of Christ. To be a body of Christ, we have got to come together, you know. And we hope that just being able to understand that God wants this. God wants his church to be healed and delivered. In the church, and it's very important that it starts happening now.
Amen.
These are the end of the times.
Amen. Powerful message tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Give God the glory. We just pray. We just pray for the church. We pray for the body of Christ.
Amen.
So it will be the anointed church that God wants it to be.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you right now for this privilege and opportunity to be used by you, Father God.
Thank you, Father.
And we pray, dear Heavenly Father, that there was an ear to hear what the Spirit was saying tonight, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you that you use these earthen vessels, Father God, for using your service, Father God. And we give you the thanks, the honor, and the glory, Father God. And we just ask that you continue to move in us and through us, dear Heavenly Father. And your will be done in Jesus' name. For his sake we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And thank you for joining our show. We hope that you'll join again. And we just want to say once again that no matter what the problem is, whether it's in the church or in the home, no matter what the situation is, the lesson is always love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God.